Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is DJ Salazar. He's with Valley Veterans Recreation, Recreation, and Cody Smith. He's with the All-American Heroes Foundation. They joined together, the two groups, to collaborate on ways to get veterans outdoors, feeling better, working with each other. DJ Salazar and Cody Smith, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Good to meet you, Cody.
Thank you for having me.
Cody's with All-American Heroes Foundation. We've talked to DJ a couple of times about his work with Valley Veterans Recreation. That's what, 3 years now you've been working there, DJ?
Yeah, we've been running for 3 years. We just got our building finalized, and we have a building there in Monta Vista now.
Where is that? Because I know we've talked about that before.
It is on 9 Washington.
Gotcha. Yeah. And what do you use that for itself?
Well, right now we're renting out half of it, one of the bays, to help finish getting the funds for the remodel. And then we're going to use those funds from the rentals to help pay for these outdoor adventures, cover our insurance, cover some of the overhead it takes to have these sort of events possible for veterans in the Valley.
And Cody is with the National Foundation, All-American Heroes Foundation. Neither of you, what I find about, we've talked about this, neither of you are veterans, but you both find through your work a big reason to get involved with veterans. Cody, talk to us about that.
Yes. So we're not just a veterans organization. We're a veterans and first responders organization. And that's kind of what started my passion, is being a first responder myself. I saw a need in the first responder area for mental health decompression, critical incident issues, and helping with that. Everybody that's a part of our organization is either a veteran or first responder. So we kind of have it from all sides of it.
And tell us a little bit about the All-American Heroes Foundation, and then we're going to talk about how the two, Valley Veterans Recreation, All-American Heroes Foundation, are collaborating on some upcoming events.
Yes, so All-American Heroes is actually based out of Missouri. That's just where it's held.
Gotcha.
We have board members in Missouri, Minnesota, Montana, and me here in Colorado. I'm based out of the San Luis Valley. That's how I met DJ. We essentially started in snowmobiling. Our founder realized that snowmobiling was a way for him to get his mind off of things that he was dealing with, and it actually helped him decompress and get out of his own head and actually talked him off of a ledge. He's prior military.
Getting outdoors, we've learned, we've seen, we've heard, is a really proven way to help with decompression. Talk about snowmobiling too, because you're doing the All-American Heroes Foundation. You are giving away a snowmobile. Tell us about that.
Yes. Yeah, so right now we have a raffle going on for a new 2022 Polaris 850 Chaos 165 snowmobile. It was donated to us. And the person that donated is like, I'm not using it. Here you go. Make some money off of it and give back to the veterans and first responders community. That is live right now. You can go on our website, aaheroes.org, and apply for that. And we give it away on December 22nd. We're about halfway to our goal on that, where our goal is to raise $10,000 on it so we can give it away. Just getting the word out and reaching our goal. Hopefully we exceed that goal. All the funds from this raffle go right back into the foundation. Nobody that's a part of this board takes any type of money or anything like that.
DJ, what is it that you, Cody, All-American Heroes Foundation, Valley Veterans Recreation Foundation, what are you collaborating on next? Tell us about what you have planned coming up.
Well, right now we're trying to work on planning a ice fishing and sled trip. This trip obviously will be for more physically abled veterans, but we're trying to expand kind of what we're doing with getting outdoors and collaborating with organizations that are here in the Valley. You know, one thing that comes to mind is the lack of help when it comes to trying to host bigger events with one organization. You're kind of limited on people that you have, volunteers, things like that. We're trying to utilize partnerships to be able to have more events, to be able to have people at those events to help with lining them up and having them. So just really trying to do as much as we can with the resources that we have.
So you have some upcoming ice fishing, sledding events that you're planning for the upcoming season. Yeah, Cody?
Yeah, that is correct. I actually met DJ at a call that I had at work. I work for Monta Vista Police Department, and that's actually how I got introduced to DJ. And we just kind of started talking about what he does. And I was like, well, that's interesting because I do a similar thing on a national level. And we got talking and discussed a few different ideas. And right now, like, one of the big ideas is doing some sort of ice fishing tournament, whether it's for veterans and first responders or a fundraising event. I think it's still kind of in the discussion on that. Snowmobiling events right now, we're still in the planning stages for a lot of our events. In the past, we've hosted events in all over the country, Montana, Utah, Colorado, Idaho, Minnesota. And it's just kind of where the needs are, where our applicants are coming in on our website. And that's usually where we try to plan a trip. Right now we're not 100%, but it sounds like we're going to have one in Montana for sure. We've had that event for the last 3 years. And so we're going to continue that. Right now I'm planning essentially a mental health ride awareness event at a Grand Mesa Lodge here in Colorado. And that's still in the early stages of planning. It's going to be sometime in the late season. And there's going to be a couple other rides coming up. And we're also doing a few different scholarships for veterans to expand on their avalanche education in the snowmobile industry as well.
Nice. I do remember, DJ, that you held a ice fishing outing a couple winters ago at Home Lake. And I remember this, it's coming back to me because there were a lot of participants. You had a lot of people on that lake.
Yeah. So over the past 3 years, I've held probably 10 ice fishing socials and one ice fishing tournament. The tournament, we had good turnout. Socials, I worked with SLV Go at the time as an embajador for them and getting people ice fishing. And I had that idea for veterans. And now what we're trying to do, working on permits still, it's kind of hard to get a hold of some of the CPW officers who have lakes in their region. But hopeful that those will come through. Sounded like we worked it out last year to where it's just a special use permit. So we're trying to get more. Yes, we want veterans and first responders, but we want the community to be there because we learn best from our community. We've had really good outings to where community members who came, never did it before, started ice fishing, and were just a plethora of resources for us to know what's going on in the valley. So it's kind of our goal to continue those and then have a couple of those again this winter.
Yeah, the ice fishing, I just remember I was just kind of struck at that time about the amount of people that showed up for that. We're going to talk more with Cody and DJ. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, though, I'm curious about the first responders with the veterans and looking at both groups. That's an interesting work that All American Heroes Foundation goes. We'll be right back. This is the Valley Pod.
Hey everyone, this is Hannah Eubanks with a Valley Calendar update. Here are the events you can look forward to this week. Thursday at Adams State's Leon Memorial Hall, join Dr. Melinda Leosi for a faculty lecture at 5:30 p.m. This event is free and open to the public. Also on Thursday night at Adams State, head to the Student Union Building Banquet Hall for the Headwaters Drought Resilience Game Night and Dinner at 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday at Sacred Heart Church, enjoy their annual Holiday Bazaar. Find your holiday gifts early. Saturday at the Alamosa Public Library, the We Are Water exhibit is having a public opening starting at 10:30 a.m. Saturday evening in Blanca, enjoy the second annual Candlelit Concert at the Calvary Blanca Church starting at 5:30 p.m. Next Tuesday, the 25th, the Rio Grande Headwaters Land Trust office in Del Norte is giving out free coffee and pastries to farmers, ranchers, ag workers, and community members starting at 7:30 a.m. Don't miss it. You can find details for these events and more at alamosacitizen.com. If you have an event coming up, submit it to the Valley Calendar. Head to the Valley Calendar page on alamosacitizen.com, click online form, and give us the details. That'll do for now. Have a great week. It's been a tough year for many folks in Monta Vista. As the holidays approach, a lot of us are feeling tired or anxious, but good things are still happening all around us. This year alone, the Lohr Foundation has partnered with your friends and neighbors to bring more than 75 community-driven projects to life, making things a little brighter here at home. Lohr Fund's ideas designed and led by Monte Vista locals of all ages, no nonprofit experience required. Whether it's helping neighbors save time or money, supporting families, or creating something that brings people together, your ideas can make a real impact. All it takes to get started is a simple conversation. And once your idea is approved, most projects receive funding within 30 days. So let's close out the year stronger together. Visit lohrfoundation.org or email yvette@lohrfoundation.org to learn more.
Hey, we're back. We're talking to DJ Salazar and Cody Smith. They both work foundations. They both work with veterans in the Valley. They both work with first responders. And the first responder, I mean, the whole outdoors, getting outdoors for mental health reasons, for just health reasons. I talked to you before. I was just on a really nice hike in Oregon. And it just creates this sense of calmness, or this sense of you're out there alone in the wilderness. My daughter and I were hiking, and I stopped. We both stopped. And I said, "What do you hear?" "Nothing. It's quiet." We're high in Oregon hiking, and no sounds, no birds, no bug, nothing. And I was like, complete silence. And we thought, and we stayed there for a bit and just kind of reflected. But that is what the outdoors do for you. And I wonder what you've seen since you've been doing this work, what that response is from first responders, from veterans. That's an interesting, I think, exercise you're working on.
Yeah, so I always have enjoyed the outdoors my whole entire life. My family's always been big into getting outside. My wife and I, we set a goal out to at least see one new national park every year. It just forces you to get out there and see the world, you know. Not just in the winter, but all year round, there's ways to get out there. And no matter what your physical abilities are, there's different ways to see it and enjoy it and get that mental clarity when you're out there in the outdoors that we all enjoy. That's how I'm not one of the original founders of All American Heroes, but that's how I got involved with them. I up in Laramie, Wyoming, I was a sheriff's deputy up there, and I was actually in charge of the search and rescue program up there, specifically the wintertime. They helped pay for my avalanche all the way up so I can become an instructor on the motorized side through ARRI. And just knowing what it has done for me being out in the outdoors and seeing that clarity that I get from that and being able to give that to others, veterans and first responders. I've been a part of multiple events since I've got involved with the foundation, and we've taken people from all walks of life when it comes to never seeing snow.
Right.
And it's really cool to get them out on the mountain and seeing them essentially. If you've never snowmobiled before, it's a lot of work, especially like backcountry mountain riding.
Well, that's why I appreciate the work that both of you do, both Valley Vets Rec and All American Heroes Foundation, because you're taking the initiative to try to get people outdoors, and you're doing it with certain groups. And that's a good thing, to try to lead people that way, because then once they're there, the experiences, they like it, or they want to come back, or they appreciate it, DJ.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of our points that we really trying to focus with, like when we partner, we have to go through CPW and Forest Service to get some of these permits to host some of these events. And that's been one of my biggest points, is we get people to get involved in the sport. You know, we talk, Cody on his end, they talk the rules and safety of avalanche and stuff like that. We do the same for ice fishing. We, you know, make sure you have your fishing license, make sure you check the ice thickness, you know, have right. Your little rundown and checklist of things to do. And it helps give back, you know. So if you're not usually a fisherman or whatever, when you get into it, you'll start utilizing the outdoors and seeing what areas that we have, especially here in the San Luis Valley. We have the West End's a wide open place to find new ways to recreate, from snowmobiling to ice fishing to hiking to shooting your arrows at the archery range in Rock Creek, hiking the volcanoes in La Garita. You know, we have a pretty special place. So I think it all kind of adds up and leads from one activity to the next.
Season to season, it really gives you a lot of opportunities. Owen Woods produces the Valley Pod, and he's very close to the First Responder Network in the Valley. He's been a first responder, and we talk about outdoors a lot in here, about being outdoors, Owen, and just kind of thinking about this conversation, what's the value you've seen for first responders when it comes to recreating outdoors?
I think that one thing that a lot of people don't realize about the Valley's search and rescue teams is that more often than not, excluding perhaps Alamosa County, the search and rescue teams are the deputies in a lot of these places. Costilla County, it's one guy. In Canales County, it's their deputies. In Huerfano County across, they've got the same mountain, it's those. So I think that addressing those guys and separating perhaps some of the only times they go out in the mountains or to go look for somebody, whether it's a recovery or a rescue, separating the trauma from the place, I think, is really important. And so for you guys to say, hey, the first responders are also a very heavily trauma-laden people.
Yeah.
But their trauma comes from the mountains. How do you separate that trauma? How do you create a place that is therapeutic and not reminiscent of a bad time?
Yeah. What have you seen there, Cody, on that, in terms of you're working with first responders who are typically out there search and rescue, helping others, responding to crises. And then here you come along with All American Heroes Foundation, and you're trying to work it a different way, as an enjoyment or a recreation or a mind peacefulness, or trying to find that.
Yeah. So I mean, as a first responder, I've personally dealt with different types of critical incidences, whether it's been on the search and rescue side of things or whether it's been on my day-to-day normal duties. And just being able to create that, put your mindset in the now and not necessarily thinking about the things that you're dealing with, and finding different ways to cope with that. And that's how I've utilized it. That's how I've introduced it to veterans and first responders, like, hey, you don't just have to sit in your house and think about all these things going on in your life and that you've seen or dealt with. There's ways to cope with it. Outdoors is a great way, because especially snowmobiling, it's hard work. You're thinking about that, and you're not thinking about other things while you're up there on that mountain. And we force you to work, but also enjoy it, and also like learn to respect the mountains while you're out there.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's really interesting, the work that both of you are doing, Valley Veterans Recreation, All American Heroes Foundation. If someone wants to get a hold of the groups, how would they do that, DJ, for Valley Veterans Rec?
Yeah, right now, best way to get a hold of us would be on Facebook, and just slap that messenger button. And
so it's Facebook. Their Facebook page is at Valley Veterans Recreation. That's your Facebook page. Yep. And Cody, how do they get a hold of you for the All American Heroes Foundation?
So we got multiple different ways you can get in contact with us. The big one I always like to push is we have an application on our website, aaheroes.org. If you're interested in a ride, you fill out that application. If you want to volunteer for us, there's an application on there for that. Another way to get a hold of myself personally is Cody, K-O-D-Y, at allamericanheroes.org. And then also we have our social media that you can reach out to, which is AAHF_official on both Facebook and Instagram. And you can just send a personal message on there. And I'm usually the one that gets those messages and can put you where you need to go.
That group's the All American Heroes Foundation. Their website is aaheroes.org. You can email Cody at Cody@allamericanheroes.org. Really cool work that both of you are doing. Appreciate you coming in and sharing it with us.
Yeah, thanks for getting the word out. We appreciate you guys.
The Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. See you around the valley.
Hi, I'm Marty Jones, host of the Outdoor Citizen podcast. Join us every other Wednesday as we talk to outdoor enthusiasts, wildlife experts, recreationists, lovers of the outdoors, and people who spend their days and their lives outside. On the Outdoor Citizen, we talk all things outside and outdoors, provide you with the latest data and measurements for water and weather, give you upcoming outdoor events, and keep you up to date on the latest news. The Outdoor Citizen is brought to you by the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, enjoy the out of doors.